7:53, Mobile Mornings. A little earlier in the week than usual for Captain Bobby on a Wednesday, but we do have him here now.
That's right, and it's time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report with Captain Bobby Abruscato from A-Team Fishing, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company, McConnell Automotive, and Grander Marine. And good morning, Captain Bobby.
A day early, but happy 4th to you guys and all of our listeners, man. I appreciate y'all having me on here during this holiday.
Yes, sir.
Of course.
Thank you. Thanks for adjusting your schedule.
And, you know, we're all thinking grilling out and fireworks, but I know what you're thinking. You're thinking about them fish.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's what think about it quite a bit. Actually, it's about the second or third thing I think about most, so I won't tell you about the other two. I'll leave it to you at that.
Yeah.
Man, dodging some squalls this morning. You know, it's the weather's been good, but you know, the squalls we've been getting usually have been a little later in the day, but it's not been that case this morning, so kind of been dodging those a little bit. But, you know, the weekend looks like it's going to shape up pretty well. We're finally going to get a few days without, you know, a lot of, you know, excessive wind. It's just been really windy. Which, you know, is kind of a good news, bad news thing when it's so hot, you don't have any wind. I mean, it's just brutal out there. And but the breeze, it's, you know, makes it a lot more bearable on us and the fish. As far as the fishing goes, man, the deep water deal, and when I say deep, I'm talking about water deeper than 8 feet, has been the deal. We caught some fish real early in the morning up shallow, one day earlier this week. But it we had to move off and get into some deeper water by about 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning. The reason for that is that the deeper water is cooler and therefore holds more oxygen. And with that, the fish stay active in it. It's not so much that they leave the shallow water. They just stay active in the deeper water. And all of the structure in Mobile Bay and the Mississippi Sound is in water deeper than 8 feet. So if you're going to trout fish probably for the next couple of 3 months, you need to have that at least on your list of places to go. And we have a lot of that, you know, down at the lower end of the bay, or really further up in the bay. Now they put some reefs up there, but any of your nautical charts show the submerged and marked reefs, and of course gas rigs are sticking up out of the water. They're pretty easy to find, but that's the kind of thing you want to do. We use mainly artificial bait, but if you can get your hands on live bait, and it's been pretty plentiful, putting those live shrimp or live croakers under a slip cork or on a tight line is by far going to be your most productive technique this time of year. And again, probably that way for another, probably at least 2 months, maybe on into September. But that's going to be the pattern for, as long as the water temperature is over 75, and we're well over that right now, that's going to be the pattern.
And that's good to know. And we've been talking about how warm the water's been as far as hurricane season. Has this been an extended season as far as how warm it's been in the water already?
It's you know, I hate to use the word normal, but okay. It's close to what I call kind of a normal year. We get mid 70 degree ranges by mid May, and that's about when it hit. One thing about these storms I was talking about, when you get these, particularly the storms we get late in the evening or overnight, it's amazing how much the water will cool off on the surface the next morning, which kind of sometimes, if you like doing that shallow water fishing like I do, that prolongs that shallow water bite. So it's kind of, you know, the storms, again, are kind of a mixed blessing. They cool the water a little bit, get the fish active. But, you know, I'd say, again, I I'm doing air quotes that you can't see because I'm on the radio, but it's kind of a normal year as far as water temperature goes.
Hey, Bobby, only a couple of seconds left to let people know where they get in touch with A-Team Fishing.
Dan, it's ateamfishing.com is our website. We announced a fishing trip special to start in a week or so, and you can get us on our social sites on the same tag.
Sounds good, man. Thanks for the time this morning.
All right, guys. Y'all have a great 4.
All right. Same to you. Have a happy Independence Day. Captain Bobby Abruscato with A-Team Fishing. Fishing Report brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company, McConnell Automotive, and Grander Marine. More Mobile Mornings on the way right after the break.